Israel Tosfos, explanation of the Gemara's Teretz. The Rav says, "Karen comes to Dal Ben Kasam at the beginning." The Bais says, "Begonav Klav Nasayo." Hey, Karen Shagonav. The Gemara answers, "Plank Vekara Dum Kashta." Rashmin is, what are you paying with? Paying with Klayim. You pay Shasak Zelo. Let Ganem and Tlem Mashalim. Shang, you're paying Dum, and then that's what Rav said is Din of Dalvei Shasamad Vedin. Ri is a Machalik. That Tlayim in Mekara means if it's a question of physical change, like Tlayim Nasayo, Tushavit Nisfatma, Shemay Nerechisha, in all those cases we pay Kimekara, just like the Karen. But Dom is Be Yukra, the Zula, they pay Teresa explains, "Time of poem is from Damle Tur Gamim Rach." As we said before, but Tlav Nasayo Chinus Svara. According to Teresa, that's really the same Svara we're saying now. Tlav Meikara. The reason why it's a physical change, you pay Meikara, is because we have the Svara of that's not what you stole. Mela dal vehe is kafi what you stole, not kafi what it is now. Modin chush leshmin dam lesh shmeni gam minach. Every time they went shaykh lemei miyuk gam minach, it's the same thing, the same animal, just the value changed. But this is what you stole. Now. Places and it's another svara. Seems to be a separate svara. Volish nekra nami. Guf. Sign the baka niskarim the pasuk. Hashem ino Hashem ganav shar shavimana leshalm tachta v'henegidim. Lechsiv tachta d'mash metachas guf hashar. Shum Losh and Guf Hashar, Niska Bapasik, Mishamach Amin and Plank Mekar. Mainly go when something they get to the Guf Hashar, you pay Kafi what the Shar was, Mishas Ganeva. Not the value of the Mitzad Asim Shar, like we see the Pasik said, you have to pay what the shar was and not shvach shvarim. So too, any other shinoi, if there's a shinoi in the guf hashar, you pay what the shar was. Tachas hashar, what the shar was. Seems to be a different svar, because they're kasev. Af bishal shas tvicha bodal vei. So meila, what do we care about shas ganei? V'chosh b'ton shas tvicha. We chayv dal vehe for the tvicha, not for the geneva. Hamakim kamoichin shas geneva garim aloy shemen geneva and tvicha mechira. Meila, since the geneva also plays a role, so meila you could say, since you need the geneva also, meila you could say that it's not what he stole. Avodam is called Ikram Tliyim Bishum is Bezdin, Megamin is Karim Pasek, Svarad Makminalei. We have the drush of Achel Karen Genjaganav, Dalvei, Kshasamad Medin, Dafkin Shemar of Dalvei, Lord Dalvei, Kshasamad Medin, Shabezdin, Shamanai, Sabai, Zisha. So there we have a Svara, in other words, Rabbe, a physical change is a Svara of Otu. So Melo, we say this, the Pasek is not talking about that, but the drasha of which is there's kasev that dal behez kshas mother b'din. That we'll say that's talking about yukra v'zula. That could be totally in Bezdin. Retama Farish, they chilk ben ploim le yukra, le zula, vachi prusha, ploim she dibbe behem habraisa, ayo tleb nasa ayo, she nishtanu le mal yusa, kidi mei kara. Wadim yukra bezula, mei kara shah bezula, zubsayv arba, nahabu kidi mei kara. The lahachmer al dal behei, Loyama Rav. That's some Taisel spoke about this before. The Achye, when you Taisel on the Samachay discussed what does Achil Karen mean? Alright. So he wanted to say Achil Karen means. Achil Karen means you pump up the Karen, right? Loshen Yipli Koyach on the Karen over the Dal Behei. Dal Behei, we're Makel on it, right? That's what Tais held in the beginning. And Tais said, no, Achil Karen means the Loshen HaShlama. You're Mashlim the Chasarim. At the end of that Tais is on the Samachem Rav, the Maskel Nisanya, he said, Mir, Ben Tam Pish, Ben Yenach, come on. Garea Koyach HaKeif, come Rav. Tom learns Gufa that is arguing Gufa. What does Achil Karen mean? Right. Like Taisus, it sounds like in that Taisus that Rabbi Tom learns Achil Karen means the lashon of Chashivas. Liapis Kaika, where we strengthen the Karen. As opposed to Dalavay. The Dalavay, we want to go easy on the guy. So Meir says, that's a Rebbein Tam. That's the Shurish of a Rebbein Tam. Rebbein Tam says over here that the Chiluk is not Yukur Vizula or physical change. Chiluk is whether it went up or went down. Ainu. Plebinas Ayel, where it went up. Or even by Yukra, when it was Makar Shav Azuz, now Shav Adalit. Then we say, Kedemei Kara. Then we say, Kedemei Kara. We go to lower price. But by Dhamma, what does Dhamma mean? In the case of Rav, the Gemara came out before. The case of Rav, Mekar Shev Dala. Now it's worth one. But the Shtam Gari Yusuf. That's what Rav says. You pay. Nishas Hamad Bedin. And what Melo? What's the din? Zartais was pleased that. Who are they deploying? Going Shmei Verchisha. Davka Shalachsha. Because by Shmei Verchisha. Right now, it's worth less. According to Rebbein Tam, you always go the dal behei, you go the lower price. Dal behei, you go the lower price. Dal behei, you go the lower price. So meila chayhu the meshmei vechisha. The Gemara before says meshmei vechisha, we put down a price. You pay kenchiganav. So chayim dafke vechisha b'yadayim. This is a discussion we've had before. What happens by Shmeini Bechisha? The Gemara says Malakal Kul Malakal Depalga. What's it then when it was Shmeini Bechisha Me'eleha? So the four Taisis was titled in the Tutrotzim, and how you understand Malakal Kul Malakal Depalga. If the Svar is. Because he's the one that made it worth less, so therefore that's not a reason to make him pay less. So Tais at the end said that it's not good by a chisha, but if it happened by itself, you don't pay, then they pay the lower price. According to the first pshat, we said that according to Ben Peretz, that Malkal Kul Malkal Palgo, at least for Ben Peretz, was that's in the svara of the Ri, that it's the svara is Otu. The svara is Otu. Then it doesn't make a difference if it was Me'elov or B'yadayim. That's the Batsim comes out. That was how it is then. But now we have a different angle on that. Fir Ben Tam, the difference, you know, Tais of it had a svar, that according to the second halach on the Ri, the difference between the Chisha or it was Hokash Me'elov. Tais of Akos is also making that chiluk with Fir Ben Tam. Because Fir Ben Tam, you always go with the lower price. So Me'elov, it's Pashir, if it's Hokash Me'elov, Avada, you go lefi shas amad bedin when that it's hokhash. And you have to say before the Ben Tam is forced to say that shmei bechish is dafka by hechisha. Again, is a svara of malkal kul malkal palga. Whereas according to the Ri in our Taisvis, now what is the chiluk of plai meikara and dom kashta? And whenever there's a physical change, and the reason of beferish, whenever there's a physical change, bein lemalyusa, bein legreyusa, then you go basa mekar. That's flying from mekar. That means again. So for him, it's pashit that shmei mechish doesn't make a difference if it's me'elov. Or you did it. Now in the Rambam, it's a bit messy. Who is he hold like, the Ri or a Ben Tam? Because the Rambam, Targal Yigimu Yidalid. Rama in Yigimel says as follows: God of Chush and Shmina, Ishmeinu bechisha, Meshalt shum mekayif shum bav chamisha keshas hagneiva. Okay, Rama says, God of Chush and Shmina, or Ishmeinu bechisha, Meshalt shum mekayif shum bav chamisha keshas hagneiva. So that sounds like, and Ramzan Bechal between if you did a bidayim, you didn't do a bidayim, Shmein Bechisha, Ramzan didn't say because you did a bidayim, it's mashma what then, Shmein of a hukhash, the fact that Ramzan Bechal is mashma, also you pay kishas Geneva, the way it was worth more, which would mean, This Rama is going like the Ri. That when there's a physical change, whether for the better or for the worse, you go kishas agneva. That would seem from Alochi Gimel. The problem is when we get to Alochi Dalid, Chay Rama is mashma like a Ben Tam. Because what's Ram saying? Lochi Dalid. Lochi Dalid. We saw already on Samachay. What's Ram say? Kana behema a kli. Hamshas Kaneva was 4 and then went down to 2. Ram says. So Karen can't you gana? Shlom Kefa Dav Chamisha is Kshas Amad Bedin. This is the Din of Rav. This is the Rambam of the Din of Rav. Karen change. Karen Shigana. Shumidal Chamisha Kishas Amad Bedin. Says Rambam Baiter. That's when it was Mekara, when it went up. Went from 2 to 4. Hayishav b'shas agnei v'shnayim. Hayishav b'shas agnei v'shnayim. Sorry. First case it was four, went from four to two, went down. Sorry. First case it went down, and then the Rambam says that's the Gemara on the Samach Hay said. The Rav is talking about when it went down. Then you pay Karen Kajig. Oh no, now of Hegish has some other bedin. Hoy shav b'shas agnei v'shnayim. B'shas amad b'din arba, when it went up. So there the Rambam says, im shach ade machar yishav rakli, avdoi, misham d'shul mekeif, abar b'chamish k'shas amad b'din, v'meisa me'elav, misham d'shul mekeif, al b'shas agnei v'. So it started out as four, and it went down to two. Says the Rambam, if... What? Went for. Yeah. So then we say, if it was Tavr Shasya, then you pay everything Shasya Madi Bedin. You may say, Bei Meila, then you pay Kishasa Gneva, you pay the lower price. This was the Rambam that. That Shviras HaKli is considered Ganeva. And when it went from, again, when it went from two to four, and you broke it, so Rambam says you pay Kefil, Kishas Hamad Bedin. Because this is what Reb Chaim said, and this, you see this Rambam like the Nesivis, that the Shvir itself constitutes a Ganeva. But it's a new Geneva, it's a Hemshel, it's the Gemara of the Geneva, but it's not Gemara is that it's Masih. The Rambam says you chayav kefil for that. Because if it broke by itself, then you pay, if it broke by itself, you pay, Shas Geneva, you pay two. You can't say there's a, what? Sorry, pay two, what? Broke myself, you pay two. Now, so, question is, we stole when it was two, yeah? And it broke by itself. So why is the kefil kishas hagneva? Rav says, Karen Kane Jagana, okay, it was Kshas Amad Bedin. Didn't that cheat this Rav? No? Karen Kane Jagana, okay, it was Kshas Amad Bedin. So when you stole it, it was worth two. And then it went up, and now it's worth four. Yeah? And it died, it broke. Right? Misvara, how much should you have to pay? You should have to pay four. What? When it's not Bidayan. When it's not Bidayan, Rama says you pay two. So, Fred the guy, why do you pay two? It says Rama's Tamua. He says, Dibbe Rama Matur. The book remains me le mishalem af kefil kein shigana tamur mai. Here the Rambam saw this for the dinner of Rabba. The Rabba says it me le you pay one by Goslin. What then by kefil you pay it me le you pay what was worth b'shas the gneva. So the question is where is this coming from? Where is this coming from? Why should you pay? Why don't you pay Kishas Amad Medin? That's it. Why is this not a din of Rab? What? Oh, Zogavi. He's Mchab to the Amshah Shleimah. He says that He says that the Rambam holds like a Ben Tam. According to Ben Tam, we're makel, we're always makel on the Dal Vehe. Right? We're not machmer Dal Vehe, Ben Tam says. The Tam Sheet is that Rav is only, that we say Kishas Madim is only when it went down. When we went up, you don't say Kishas Madim Adim. The idea we're trying to make on the guy, on the Dal of the Hay. So, right, so that's why, according to the Rambam, says Yam Shoshleima, according to Ben Tam, if it was two B'shas Geneva, it went up, Yo'em Ipme Mela, there's no new Geneva, right? No new Machayev, Meili pay Kishas Geneva. Problem is, in Lachi Gimel, the Rambam is like the Ri, L'chayra. In Lachi Gimel, what does Rambam say? What does Rambam say? Shmein v'chisha. And assuming the Rambam is that doesn't mean dafka by chisha b'dayim, then and the Rambam says you pay Kishas Hagneva. I went down. According to the, we just saw that at the end of Taisis. Taisis spoke out. The fear bearing Tam. Shmein v'chisha. How much do you pay? Kishas Hamad Bedin. Unless you did it be a diet. Unless you did it be a diet. So, if the Rambam means you did it be dayim, that would answer it. If the Rambam means you did it be dayim, shmei v'chisha. But I guess this theme of slosh in the Rambam. In fact, the Rambam is not machalit, right? The Rambam doesn't say that shmei v'chisha you pay kishas agneva because you did it be dayim. Right, but if it was hukash me'elov, then you pay kishas amad b'din like a bearing time. That would have been wonderful. But the fact that Rambam is not machalik between shmein v'chisha or hukash me'elov, chayetz mashma, there's no difference. In both cases, both by shmein v'chisha b'idayim or shmein v'hukash by itself, Rambam would seem to hold you pay kishas geneva. That's like the Ri, that when it's a question of a physical change, you always pay Kishas Geneva. So, but if it holds like the Ri, then Lachi Dalid, when it's Ip Memela, and it went up, you should pay, according to the Ri, you'd pay Kishas Amad Bedin. Unless we're willing to be machik in the Rambam and say that Shmei Mechish means Dafka, he means those Malikavakula, but then it's very difficult. So, at first glance, I didn't see anyone even ask this question. That steer from Lachi Gimel to Lachi Dalet.
Yes? What does the Rambam mean in the Gimel? He also brings
Mechisha
and
Shmei,
then brings
to that. Tomasa, it's a Dirk Kari Mashinu. There's the Potter.
And it's a bit strong
Shimon,
like the other
moves, Shimon Koine. I don't
understand
what you're saying. You're
saying
Shmei Mechisha is kind of Shimon? No,
I'm not saying it's
stronger
Shimon than
Meir.
It's like
Shimon Koine, it's stronger. It's getting back from the other Shimon. I have no idea what you're talking about. I'll pick it up tonight. Okay, so that's a problem that we have in the Rambam. Again, the only aid to a beat to say the Rambam says Shmei Mechisha, he means Dafke Chisha. That's the only way out that I could see for the Rambam. And then, in fact, the Rambam doesn't speak out. What happens when it's Mela? Okay, the Rambam quotes Lashon the Braisa. Rambam doesn't always have to tell you everything. Rambam quotes Lashon the Braisa. Then the Pshat of the Rambam would hold like a Beritam, as we see in Halacha Yudalid. And then Halacha Yigimel is also saying a Beritam over there, like there's Firdais at the end. Shmei Mechish is Dafka when you did a Bidayim, but not when it happened by itself. That's the only way out I can see in the Rambam, which is also Dachuk, and maybe that's the. Someone said, Lord Chuk members, I don't know. Okay. Now, in the Rosh, there's a shtickle in the Rosh, which we once touched upon, but we didn't really do it justice. And we didn't do Rabbi Kfeger at the time justice either, I think. So we have to set the record straight over here with Das HaRosh. The Rosh, after he goes through all the chlukim that we discussed already till now. So at the end, towards the end of the Rosh, then Shmeina v'chisha. So he's like this: Chusha v'Shmeina, Beilin Keren, Beilin Kefil, Baruch Mish Misham Kein Shaganav, Namle Anam Fatimna v'Ad Shaklas. That's by Chusha v'Shmeina, right? That's partially the din of Anam Fatimna. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. Don't say too much. V'chen Shmeina v'chisha, Misham Kein Shaganav. The Malakal the Kula, Malakal the Palga. Also in the Gemara. Uven it's Patna Mei Meila, Kosov a Tesevis, in the cave above a Chamish, and not Mishalom, Kein Shagana. Shindam Alei, Shmei Nagam Bim Minach. Vidi Rai, Merv Chanina, Dam Lachamon. Dam Alei, Tura Gam Bim Minach. This is the Chayra, the Sheet of the Rear. And it's Patna Mei Leha, you say you pay Kain Shagana because there's a svar of Atatura. There's no svar of not Mefatimna, but there's a svar of Atatura. There's a svar of Atatura. That's the din of Chanina. And that's how the relearns the glue for the chiluk of Tlayan Kamekara. Tlayan Kamekara is by Chush Veshmina. And we say Atatura. Atatura. So may you pay Kain Shagana. I forgot the choshul yeshinui. Ruchnina said, "Okay, no idea. Now we beat the mail. Just like we're using Ruchnina. Ruchnina, but when I say you know, we might argue Ruchnina, but that's a misari of Otu Torah that we take from Ruchnina. Mail chush v'shmina by itself. That's the din of playing mekara. And the Rosh doesn't speak that out over here, but that's the din of according to the read. That's the din of playing mekara. You pay kein shagana." Mitam Atatur Abazak the Rosh. That's a sheet of Taisus. But the Rif argues, and the Rif says, Daf Bechusha Veshmina, Mishalem Kefal Dal Behei, Kein Shagana, Mishnodam Alei, Aino Mefat Mina, Vaat Shaklis. The Rif takes the Gemara at face value. The Braisa said, Shmeina. Echushi v'shmina, right? You pay a kain shagana, it was a kashem rab. That the Gemara answered for rab, Gemara samachay, hanav v'atimna, v'at shaklis. Right? Mash from the Gemara, dafka, when he's the one, that was mefatimit. But, if it was mespatim eleha, then we say, then we don't say, and there's no obviously no another fatim, no? So maybe you have to pay. Maybe you have to pay. Kedahashta. So where's the riff coming from? Says the Rosh. Svar today mishum the kaim alon halach Rabbi Loi. Don magon of pav nas ayil. Ego nas shar. Nas shem biado knoi. We pass like Rabbi Loi. How do you know we pass like Rabbi Loi? Tav amach shloi tevesh alach maicha. It's not called gom sham shas gzeil. But meaning called the sudar maicha sudar Rabbi Loi. Right? The one side the above says the mission of kol gozor misham shas gzeil. It's coming to marba Rabbi Loi. So we pass Rabbi Loi. Tainu, gone of Plav and Asa Ayel, the Shinoi. And if you shech the Apater, go Shaloi to Vesh, Shaloi Maicher, pass Rabbi Loi. Where's the Rosh? Chin Allah Rabbi Loi, less than Allah Rabbi Chanin, Dom Matur Gam Minach. Now the Rosh before said that the Taisvis, the Bali Tari, or the Bali Taisvis, brought a Raya from Rabbi Chanina. Because of the Taisvis, Ben Kevin Al Behei, you pay Kahashta, why? Sorry, you pay to Meikara, why? Because of Rabbi Chanina, of Atatura, Zog the Rosh, who said we pass Rabbi Chanina? In Atatura. Hooray, we pass Rabbi Loi. If we pass Rabbi Loi, so Farish Gemara pass Rabbi Loi. If we pass Rabbi Loi, maybe we don't pass Rabbi Chanina, it's got to be Atatura. Now, Chayra, at first glance, what's the Rosh talking about? The Chayra, there's two issues here. There's two machlaikas in Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Eloi. Yeah? The two machlaikas. One machlaik is where the Tlev and Asa Ayel is a Shino, and Yikaini, Papa, and Hei, Vishachdit. Yeah? That's one machlaik is. And on that, we pass in like Rabbi Eloi. Kol gazonim sham lechazus gael kol asuye Rabbi Loi gonat lavinas ayli potter. But the secondary machlaikis, the mudslinging machlaikis, the sep machlaikis, whether we say altatura. Why the fact that you pass from Rabbi Loi leinyan lavinas ayli that considered shinoi? Why does that follow automatically that you don't say the svar of altatura? What does one have to do with the other? What does one have to do with the other? It covers two separate issues. Says the Rosh, since we have a Gemara inside of Avon Beza Pasuk Rabbi Loi, so Mela, we don't hold Rechanina, you don't hold about the Torah, and Mela, Chusha Vishmina, yeah? Chusha Vishmina, the Rif says, you pay, Kedashta, there's no svar of the Torah. Just because we pass Rabbi Loi, Gabe Klebanas Isle, that's a Shinoi. Does that mean we hold Rabbi Loi in what he holds in Birchas HaMazon? How many brachas is in Zimun? Not that I know that he has any sheet about that. But the point is, just because we pass like him on one thing, doesn't mean that that's it. That's it. We pass in Baskel came out, Lachka Beis Hill, Lachka Rabbi Loi. But some in the these two machlaikas in are not connected. The answer is the chayra. The answer is that the chayra, the riff understood that they are taliha baha. The hainu. Haray, we have a brisa. Rav Chanina brought a brisa, right? Rav Chanina brought a brisa, and what did the brisa say? Gan of Klav Nasa Ayil, you pay, you shechted it. What's it then? You pay kishas exel. Dal vei kishas exel, right? Now that's against Rav Loi. Says Rav Loi, according to you, why paying kishas exel? Pay kishas what it then, right? Says the Rajba. Now what's Rav Loi trying to say? The Brais Meshubeshes. Right? So the only way Rav Loi could escape the Braisa is by being Meshabesh the Braisa. Right? Rabban Peretz ends up saying that Rav Loi agrees to the Svara of Atatura. Right? In the Braisa, that's only if we say Braisa Beshamay. If you're Braisa Beshamay, it's a real Shinoi. It's a real Shinoi. it's a real shinoi, but yeah, for some reason she's not kaina. Says we say it's more about the two as way pay gain shigana. That's called grandparents. The Rajba says later on the Gemara is explaining Lididan. Now Rabbi himself, the Gemara says, Rabbi himself has not, he himself feels that the only way he can get out of Braisa is by being Mishabesh the Braisa. How can he be Mishabesh the Braisa? By not holding it Otu Tura. Because if he holds it Otu Tura, then he's not Mishabesh the Braisa, then he's slugged up. The only way for him to escape the Braisa that says by Tam Nasai Chai Dal Behei is to hold. They don't say Otu Tura. So that's what the Rosh means. But the Rosh is saying that if we paskin like every lie, then the secondary machlokes comes along. Whether we say Otu Tura comes along with paskin every lie. Not holding Otu Tura is directly linked to the dinner of every lie. Not misvara, but al tzachesh ben the brayso. So that the chayav of the Rosh means where the Rif saw not the pasuk of Rav Chanina. But since we pasuk of Belai, so the kipshuti learned the sugya, the brayso, the way your Belai gets out of the brayso is only by saying you don't know about the Torah. So if we want to pasuk of Belai, then we don't know about the Torah. So that's why the Rif says, we don't pass out the Torah. Therefore the Rif says, Chush v'shmina, that the Brayso said you pay Yishas HaGneva, that's only when it's Chush v'shmina, Anam HaFatimna, where he was Mefatimit. But if it happened by itself, Chush v'shmina me'elav, Mispatma me'eleha, then the Rif paskins, we say you pay you pay Kedashto, because that's the din of Rav. Like Gemara Samachem and Alam said in the beginning, when the Gemara asked Kash and Rav, that was Gemara's Teretz. And that remains. Nothing changes with that. Oh, V'hod Misham L'shlum Ekeifel, Kein Shiganav, Mishun L'kani B'shinoi. The Braisa says that kefil you pay you pay kefil kein shigana. By tlev nasa ayo you pay kefil kein shigana. What?
That's Gemara's
question. Where is Gemara?
On the
Kefil? No, Rabbi Lai answered with you. What? Rabbi Lai,
according to you,
you see
you pay
Kamekara. Well, he asked, according to you, why are you paying Kamekara? Right. I'm asking, I want to know, according to Rabbi Lai himself, why is the Rosh assuming that the Kefil is Kanshiganav? If we trash the Braisa, we mishabish the Braisa, so why is the Pashtun Rosh Kevel Sekhen Shigana? How does Rosh know that? How does Rosh know that by Tlevenas Ayil, you pay. How does the Rosh know? What?
What?
Rabbi
Loy's argument was, what do you mean he's not coming? She is coming.
How does the Rosh know? Kefil, by Klevenas Ayil, and Chinez Kaina, and you Yipatim Dal Behei, because Shloi Tevash Shloi Meicher. How does Rosh know that Kefil is Kain Shigana?
Elamai, Shini, Lo Kani, Amayim Shalim, Kain Shigana. Which means that if you hold Shini, then it is Kain Shigana.
table also? What dal behe?
Why not? Was it
what? These are the kind of machinery. El machine ain't a kind of. My Mishalim can't you gonna? The Shalom Kihashba. No, you see, if you're paying Bechlau, you should pay Kehen Shigana. You should pay Kedash, like Rab. If you pay... He's talking about the Dal Behe. We're talking about the fight is about the Dal Behe, not about the payful. The fight is about the Dal Behe. See, if you're paying Dal Behe, you should pay like Rab, Kedash, though. What? Even if you kind of your ability to pay cable, say it, but his cash. But his cash is lechayra. Trying to explain again. His cash lechayra is like rah. Well, why paying? Why paying the hash though? Well, what's cash? I'm cleaner. Yolchi is not kind of. You should pay the hash. Why the hash though? Well, because rah. No. Alvin. If you're paying Bechal, you should pay Kedashta. So why does it say paying Kedashta? But if you're not paying at all, so then it's not a Kedashta, you're not paying. What about Kefil? He's not discussing Kefil. He's not necessarily discussing Kefil, he's discussing Dalveg. Mechdes is discussing Kefil. But at the same time, if his cash is from Rav, yeah, so then Kefil should be Kedashta. Let's go back to Samachayim. Let's read the Gemara Samachayim. We have problems. You have to go back to Samachayim. Okay, it's good. It's Chazara already. It's not Chazara. Al Chazara Samachayim. When Rabbi asks Rabbi Chanina, if you hold that you're not kinda, you should pay Ganash. Why is the Bari say pay the Megkar? Is he asking? The Chori is asking because you pay Gedashta. He said, if your Chino is not Kaino, then you should pay Gedashta. But if your Chino is Kaino, then what? No, they're not paying at all. They're not paying. The price is said, price to Madame Hay. Then you're not paying. There's no Kasha. It should be Gedashta because you're not paying. But you don't see that he's made that. If you are kinda, then the kefil should be to make kara. You don't see it in the Gemara Bechal. And what's the svara? So what does the Rosh say? He says you pay kefil. What does he say? Irloi. Don't have clever nasa ayah. Yeah, you put dal behay. What about kefil? Kefil you gotta pay, right? From when? Says the Rosh, you pay Shas Akzeil. Why? Says the Rosh. Because you're kind of a machine. What kind of svar is that? What does Rav say? Okay? Rav says, Karen Shanger, Gona, Kefil, Dalvei, Tras Mother Bibi. Yeah? Gona, Klev, Nasa Ayel. So you put Dalvei. Why? Because it's Shway Tevei. Yeah? Okay, so now the kefil. What's the dinner of the kefil? So who cares if you're kainit? Why should you being kainit affect take away from the din of kshas mother bedin? When you stole something, you hire kefil. At what price? Not what it's worth now. What it's worth kshas mother bedin. Who cares if it's interim you're kainit? I think it's not, right. If a guy steals something, And then he's coming machine, right? Then that. So the svara, he pays now the hay what it was worth when he stole it. Why? The din of kefil is kshasabat bedin. Achla karen kesh kengla. When we want to decide what is the price of this object, right? Is the price of this object what it's worth? when the case comes to court, it was a price that it was worth when you stole it. Alright? So Gabi Karen, we say the gob was the price of when you stole it. Gabi Kevin Dalve, you go according to the price of Shasabad the Bedin. Akhla Karen gets you go out. Kevin Shasabad the Bedin. So who cares that it was kind of in the interim? Why should that make a difference?
What?
What? Tell me outside, so what's the difference? The Marosh, why is Rosh say because he was kind of? But the Rosh say that because by Yukav Azula, we pay Kei Shikana. That was only a Svar al Gabe, but the Svar of that is enough a Timna. Is Atutura. Rosh not going with Atutura. Rivka doesn't hold about Atutura. The Rift doesn't learn to read. The Rift doesn't hold of the Torah. Why we're not by Yukav Zula, you go Basa Meikara? Because of the Torah, right? That's for. The Rift doesn't hold of that. The Rift doesn't hold of that.
Maybe
it's not. You don't know that. Where'd you get this? So the third cheetah now. The third cheetah.
Why
the third cheetah. The third cheetah.
I don't know. Why to pay a month
with me?
Why should you pay care about a month with
me? Because Rav says that can't get your gun. Can't get your hands. Just mother with it.
You could be us.
Why? I know that. I know. Where do you see that? Where do you see that from?
Point
to my car?
Which
Gemara? We're going in the Rif, and the Rif says, Chusha Vishmina, is that Yukav Azula or is that not Yukav Azula? Answer the question.
Yes,
okay, now how much you paid, and Yishakta, how much you paid? Lafina the Rif. I'm asking you, what does the Rif hold by Chusha Vishmina by itself? What's it been? Answer the question. We just spent the last 20 minutes on the Rosh. What does the Rif hold?
I don't know.
I mean, pressure you.
And who? Who's going to know the law? I don't know.
Rif, we just been reading the Rosh. The Rif is machal between Chusha Vishmina, because it's far enough at Timna. That's the whole Rosh here. But Chusha Vishmina by itself, you say you pay, Shasamad Medin. So what is Rosh talking about? So I think, maybe I'm wrong, I think this might be a raya to Rav Tali, to Rav Nat. That's ancient history. At least a decade ago.
Last year.
It's a new slate, huh? At the time, it was a very difficult shot in the Rosh. I'm not going to go back to the whole thing. Okay, I'm not going to go back to the whole thing. It'll take forever. I want to get to the end of the Rosh also. Unless you guys have plenty of time. Natali said he said the Gabi Kefil, the Hamad Bedin plays a role. He had the Rashi at the Samaches. Yeah? The Ganu gave it back. The Ganu, if the Nigna was Makdashit, the Chazra, Lebailim. And therefore we say there's no kefil. Right? Chazak Karen Lebailim. So there's no kefil. So Rashi says it has to be matzari. Yeah? If you gave it back, then there's no kefil. Right? So Rav Tali said, you see from that the Shas Hamad Bedin is part of Mechayev of Kaifo. Right? So that's the only way I can understand this rush. Then that's true. Yeah, you hear Baisai. Rav Tol has his side. That the Amad Bedin is part of the Mechayev of Kaifo. It being by the Ganim, the Shas Amad Bedin is part of the Mechayev of Kaifo. Yeah, he must be other. Only then he Chayev Kaifo. But if the Nigdal was Makdash, it's not by, right? There's no Kaifo. Yeah? Sounds familiar a little bit? Al Kapanim, if that's true, then I can maybe understand this rush. I think this rush is a riot. Why? Because then we could say if he was kainit, then you don't pay kef for kshas hamad b'din. Because there's no matzah b'yad anymore. It's his. It's not a ganev anymore. He's kainit. He aaron. Again, what was the problem here? Wake up, what's going on here? I woke up before you. What time is slichas? Huh? 6:45. We say it didn't change from Teres Mechu was not worse than what you called. Come on. The Baisai, the Rosh says that Ganav Klev and Nasa Ayil, you kind of machinery, and therefore you put them down away. What about Kefil? Says the Rosh. You pay when? Can't you gun up? Why? Because you're kind. I'm asking, what has being kind have to do with paying can't you gun up? Rav says you pay kefil kshas hamad b'din. It's just a shumah, just how much it's worth. Who cares if it's kind in the middle? That's why I didn't understand this rush. Yeah? So I'm suggesting, Delphi, Rav Tali, that there's a yisoid, that in order to be chayav kefil, it has to be matzah b'yadah. It has to be based on the Rashi. It has to be by the Ganav in order to be Chayav Kefil, which is Asimad Medin, yeah? So it could be... What? No, but what? But even... When he was saying in the Rosh... What did he say in the Rosh? That he made the miftar. Ah, right. Why is Shpatu Gami there? Shpatu came also. Shpatu Gami. As I was saying, it might not work.
Is it possible to say that
Shinukon
is like a second year?
What?
Can you say Shinukon is like a second year? It's
all
about
the Rabbanim.
When you say that
again, so it's in your Rabbanim. Okay, we're in different. Let's finish. Okay, so then Rabbi slowed me up. It doesn't work. Because then, if I'm using Rav Tali, then other Rabbi should be public Gamish. I'm saying that the fact you were kind of before the Gemara Din, it means not Matzi B'Yadai, because you're kind of it. It's not the Gezeil's Matzi B'Yadai. If you care, if that's true, then you should be public Gamish. So other Rabbi, see if you're right now, Rav Tali. Okay. Top, I don't know. Someone explain this thing. Now, the Rosh Verzois. One last thing. V'ad akamar toyin k'mekara mishum dekanye b'shino. Yeah. Toyin k'mekara mishum dekanye b'shino. Maybe someone explain these words to me. Again. V'ad akamar toyin k'mekara. He wants to know if he's the Rif. How's according to the Rif, what does Plank to Makara mean? Meaning according to the Ri, what does Plank to Makara mean? Any physical change, what must Makara? Why we say Atutura? According to the Rif, what does Plank to Makara mean? How's Rif laying out tomorrow? We just learned the whole story of Plank to Makara, Tom Kash. What's Plank to Makara for the Rif? If he's Machal between Klev and Asahayo, and no, he's mechalek between. He's saying that if it was
about to
if it got fatter, so you don't say out the tours. So what's lank mekar mean? So if the rosh mishum the kind of machinery, lank mekara means the kind of machinery. What's he talking about? What's he talking about? The kind of machine, they're not paying at all. The kind of machine, not paying at all. It's not going to make kara. You're not paying at all. Kind of machine. One second. You hear everybody saying?
I know.
The kind of machine, you're not paying at all. What's the rush talking about? The kind of machine, you don't pay anything. The Klan who cares to Madala Vahe. We're not to Makarin. The Gemara says Klan to Makar, right? Gemara Kasha and Ra for the Braisa. Yeah? Gemara Kasha and Ra for the Braisa. Sounds familiar? Yeah? Gemara answered Klan to Makar. In fact, the Rosh, according to Riff, what does that mean? What does Klan to Makar mean? What does Klan Kmekar mean? Look, the Rosh, Kain Mishinoi, that's what it means. Kain Mishinoi, Fetch McFager, we're in Kain Mishinoi, it's Kain Mishinoi, Potter. Kain Mishinoi, Potter. This is the failure that we messed up last time. This is the kasha of failure, and because of this kasha, he's machiach like the Yisrael main parents. What's Yisrael main parents? Even though Eloi doesn't hold up Atutura, it depends. It depends what type of machinery it is. Right? Depends what kind of machinery it is.
You just said the beginning of the rush is.
What?
You just answered the rush. You said that it's a rush, but it's a machine rush.
True.
The
what? So forget about putting it back into the Gemara. But read and understand the words of the Rosh. What does the Rosh mean when he says that Mishum Kani Mishina? Can't mean Kani Mishina Mamish, the Prutai, because then they potter. Can't say Klam Kar means Kar Mishina, because then there's no Dalvei period. You know, Avram, you're not asking the question? Before you were, you're not asking the question? But he says Kar Mishina means Kar Mishina, there's no Dalvei. And the Gemara is talking about Tzvayim, Tzvayim, the Baraisa, this is the Dalvei. One second. Elamai Zakum Feger, the Rosh doesn't mean Kar Mishina, he means that if it's a significant change, even though you might not be kind it, still will say, Then even the Rif is Maida, and we say, Atul Turu.